Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. And I know we say that about not being like other money shows. Last week we were. It was more educational because we had to record so far in advance, but we've gotten some positive feedback, and I think we told you a couple weeks ago, too, we were going to have a guest this week, so another kind of unusual show for us, but we are here with Malia Madrid from Consider It Done Seniors and also the Golden Rule Movement, and she has been a huge resource for our office and out there really trying to help seniors. A lot of people claim that they care and they help and they want to do good, but it doesn't seem to be the case. But Malia's actually out there doing it. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming and joining us today. I know we talk about you on the show quite a bit because for what I just said, I mean, you really are out there trying to help people in a world that is just getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah, I'm trying to help people because society has forgotten how to do the right thing, I think. And it's easier to go after people and to try to get money by, you know, manipulating them than it is to work, is what a lot of people are thinking. And so I do try to stand up and advocate for my seniors as much as I can.
I mean, that's what the government does. And, you know, that's how these large corporations work. So now you've got individuals just trying to take advantage of the common man too.
Yeah, it really spiked after COVID. I started my business is Consider It Done Seniors. I'm a daily money manager, administrative assistant for seniors. So we go in, I help open mail, pay bills. And as I started my business, I started seeing, oh my gosh, there's all this fraud that's happening. And then there was people that couldn't afford my services. And so I founded a nonprofit called Malia's Mission, where I help people fill out forms, file complaints, do what needs to get done so, you know, they can advocate for themselves. And along the way, I've heard of some horrific stories. And the reason I started the Golden Rule Movement is because my client, Mr. Golden, came to me. He said that he no longer wanted his massage therapist on the D to his home anymore, and could I help him? And so I did. I filed a report with the Attorney General, Adult Protective Services, the Arizona Board of Massage Therapy, the Secretary of State against the notary and document preparer, the Sheriff's Office. I even called a licensed fiduciary to see if they could step in and help. And nobody was able to help them. They all told me the same thing, that he is an incompetent, so there was nothing he could do. Or they could do for him, that he was just vulnerable. And so they left him alone, basically. And I tried to help him, tried to advocate for him. But this was a romance scam. This woman had already gotten him isolated. She was already on the D to everything, and she wasn't about to give anything up.
So can you back up a little bit and tell this how it started? Because this is, I feel like people listening will probably hear this story and will have either something they personally can relate to or know someone who has. So this is an older gentleman, obviously probably not moving.
He's in his 80s. His wife passed during COVID. He was married for 53 years. He was isolated and alone. He decided to go in his community. They had a spa there. So he decided to go and get a massage. And the massage therapist befriended him. And so he went back frequently, got massages. She then made a comment about, oh, well, maybe I should, you know, because of the money, why don't you pay me directly and I'll just give you a massage in your home as opposed to coming to the club. So they started doing that. She started taking him to lunch and then helping him with his doctor's appointments. And then she casually mentioned to him, hey, instead of leaving everything to the state of Arizona, why don't you leave it to me? And so he put her on his accounts as payable on death. Okay. Somewhere in between him putting her on the accounts and, you know, a couple weeks had passed. And he said, after I did that, she kind of dropped me. She stopped coming around. And so he reached out to some of his friends and he told this couple that were friends of his, his wife and his for over 30 years, what was going on. And they told me that his words were, I think I'm in trouble with this woman. And he showed up at their house in a new Corvette, told them what happened. His only living family member is his cousin. They called the cousin. The cousin set him up with an attorney and said, you know, you need to get a trust drawn up and get this stuff done so she can't take your stuff away from you. So they went, they drew up the trust. And what's really interesting to me is that trust never made it to his home. He was afraid that she would find it. And so he had his friends hold on to the trust. And the reason that's important is because when I went to his house, there was a copy of that trust there. And according to him, she's the one that produced it. So I don't know how she got a copy of it, but she did. And she explained to him that his friends, these neighbors, were trying to steal his house. And that's why they helped him set up this trust, because they were going to steal everything from him. And he told me her words were, I'm going to take you to go fix this. And she took him to a document preparer here in Sun City. The document preparer updated his trust, his will, his power of attorneys. She gave all rights to this massage therapist.
Oh, geez.
And this is where it gets really interesting. And I'm wondering if this is a ring, because he told me it was the document preparer, not the massage therapist, that encouraged him to add the massage therapist to the deed to the house. What he said, and I wasn't there, but what he told me is the document preparer told him that it would take a couple of weeks for the changes to process. And in order to ensure his neighbors don't steal his house in that 2 weeks, he needed to add the massage therapist to the deed to his house, title to his cars. And in 2 weeks, she was supposed to sign this other document that he said he was given, and she was going to sign it and they were going to transfer everything back. Well, 2 weeks came and went and she never came back again. So he went up to the clubhouse to try to have her sign the paperwork. He said that she got really upset. She said that he was going to get her fired. She shredded the paperwork. And what he didn't tell me, and I found out later, is, and then the club banned him from ever coming back in. Because they thought he was harassing her when really he's trying to get his house back and she wouldn't give it back to him. So they just thought he was an old demented man and they just kicked him out of his club that's part of his HOA. And so that is how she got onto the house. And when he came and asked me for help, you guys have to understand that this is abuse. These are abusive people. And so nobody turns on their abusers. A child isn't going to turn on his parents. A woman's not going to turn on her spouse, right? They don't turn on their abusers because they're afraid. And we in society know that. So we need to do things to protect them. So it really upset me. He called me again in late August because I couldn't really help him anymore. I explained to him, you know, I filled out all these reports. They said there's nothing they can do. You're just going to have to get an attorney and get your stuff back. And we parted ways. In August, he called me and he asked about the power of attorneys again. He was concerned because in his words, she was going to throw him in a home and take all of his money. And
that's
I explained to him, fear.
I mean, that's a legitimate fear if you find yourself in that position. And it's not the first time we've heard stories like this.
Well, and you didn't have anybody. And so I felt really, I felt really bad for him. And And I could just hear the desperation in his voice. And so it took some time and some doing, but I found a private investigator that was willing to go in and investigate her. And it's really odd because I talked to him in the morning, and that afternoon is when I got a call from the bank manager that originally introduced me to him and said, "Have you heard about Mr. Golden?" And I said, "No." Well, he ended up shooting himself and killing himself.
Jeez.
And before I could even hire a private investigator. And I thought, well, at least now there can be some justice, because I had voice recordings that he left talking about wanting his stuff back, or don't, she might give it back to me. Or, I mean, you could hear it in his voice from the voice messages he left. And I saved them. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I saved them for over a year. So I sent everything to the sheriff's department. The first sheriff said that she lied about her relationship with him, and that he was going to send this over to his fraud investigators, right? The homicide detective that had to show up because of the manner in which he was killed said that he was submitting everything to this fraud department. And I ended up talking to the sergeant. And unfortunately, with the way that our laws are, he is not a vulnerable adult. A vulnerable adult in the state of Arizona is basically somebody who's incompetent or has some other mental deficiency. So they have to see a doctor and be deemed this. Or they're physically unable to protect themselves and they're laying bedbound in a care facility, right? And so that is what constitutes a vulnerable adult. And the sergeant told me more stories of other people that unfortunately they weren't able to help because they were competent and they just gave their money away and they need to go to court and there's nothing they can do. And so the entire point of the Golden Rule movement is to expand the definition of what a vulnerable adult is. My goal is not to take away anything, take away any rights away from seniors, because right now that's what you have to do. You have to deem someone incompetent, because Mr. Golden isn't my only client. I've had clients that have been scammed that have signed bad solar loans and leases, or paid $45,000 for an air conditioning unit. And basically everyone's like, "Oh, well, buyer beware. You should have known what you signed."
And yeah, I just want to say we've shared a client. We had you step in, and this was a little bit later, but we tried to protect a client of ours from who was a victim of fraud, known fraud. Obviously, he wasn't incompetent, but he was scared. And it didn't matter how much we tried to protect him, just the way you try to protect Mr. Golden, there was nothing they can do because he was competent. The problem is people who are good at crime are good at crime and fraud and stealing from these vulnerable adults. And they know that there's really no recourse. They can go after them and be successful, and there's no recourse to come back because they were willingly given it. And you're, if I know or if I'm hearing correctly, what you're trying to accomplish is making sure that there is a way to go after these people doing these terrible things. It doesn't matter that they are competent and they're just giving their money away. But there is some, I don't know how to say the word.
Actors that play in.
Exactly.
So I'm working with Dr. Brian Brown of the Cognitive Care Management. He's neuroscientist and
he's cognitive smarter than me.
Scientist. Sorry. Very long titles. But he's working with me to help me and to help us understand what is happening in the brain. So we all know that at 25 years old, your brain is fully developed. Until then, it's not. And then what we don't really talk about is what happens on the other end of life. At about 65 years of age is when the brain starts changing again. Different things happen to it. It does not mean you're vulnerable. It does not mean you're incompetent. But you couple that with, you know, a chronic illness, right? Or isolation or food insecurity, right? Because some people, I've heard of caretakers starving people to death. They die of malnutrition because they just withhold food. And so if you have any of those other stresses in your life, coupled with the fact the brain is changing, like I said, it doesn't make you incompetent. I don't want you to be incompetent. I don't want to take away your rights. I just want the general public to be aware that this is a vulnerable population, just like minors are vulnerable. All right. When I was 17 years old as a minor, I worked at Bank of America. I went to community college high school. So clearly I was competent. I drove a car. Right? Some of my friends had children. They didn't take away their children and say they're incompetent. Right. But there were more protections for me because I was more vulnerable, because kids are. And so that's all. I just want to see something on the opposite end. I don't want to see any more of these TikToks of these young girls. They're posting these selfies and they're saying, hey, guys, you want to get rich quick? All you have to do is go to the senior center. You just have to be their friends. I mean, they're posting videos. It's just like the people saying, hey, you want free rent? Go squat, you know, go squat in somebody's house. We need to change the law so that we go after people that are harming our seniors. I mean, I was able to get a $54,000 solar loan charge back to a solar company because I was able to find something wrong with the contract. But if that doesn't happen, these people just get defrauded right and left, and there's nothing we can do about it. And if we don't stop it, what's happening is they are aging more quickly because of the stress, that which is leading them to need more help at home or more help from a facility. The problem is they now don't have any money to pay for said facility. So they contact my nonprofit to help get them on Altex, which is, you know, the Medicaid program, which taxpayers pay for. And it's like busting at its seams, the Altex program already, because we have a mass population of people that need to use it now. There's a lot of cognitive disorders that we didn't see before, people that need care that normally, you know, wouldn't need care. It was mostly based on physical for a long time, but they're seeing more and more of this, and we as taxpayers can't afford to support it. So we've got to do something. There are movies about this. I mean, the I Care a Lot movie, talking about the fiduciary that went in Nevada and got people deemed incompetent with the help of a doctor and stole all their money. You have the Beekeeper movie with Jason Statham, where you have what Phyllis Rashad, Mrs. Cosby, kills herself because she's scammed. And of course, he goes in because there's no laws protecting her. There's nothing anybody can do. And he takes matters into his own hands. And there's even another one called Thelma that just came out about a 93-year-old granny that gets scammed and then goes after the guys who scam her.
I think so, I saw that trailer. I'm excited for that one. I want to backtrack to I Care a Lot, because that one's, it's on Netflix. It's easy for people to watch. But that one is, I mean, it's a little Hollywood-y towards the end, but a great example of what we've seen. You know, some of the scams aren't as, complex and thorough as in this movie, but it's the mindset, that process. And again, once that happens to you, there's nobody to help these seniors. So what can we do with this movement, right? I mean, even just having this conversation, you're bringing awareness, because I'm positive everybody listening either knows a family member or a friend that's happened to, or you're describing stuff that they can probably relate to. But how can we help you in pushing this through? What are the next steps?
Well, I created a petition on change.org saying that we need to expand the definition of vulnerable adult. And I lay out what it is that we're looking for. And so I would like you guys to visit my website, thegoldenrulemovement.org, to get more information, to hear from the cognitive scientists about what's happening in the brain. And I also would like you, there's a link on there to sign our petition. Now, this is not necessarily what the law is going to be, but what I'd like to do is raise awareness and let people know people care and people want to see change, and we have to protect these seniors. And so if you would like to go to thegoldenrulemovement.org, sign our petition, and start talking about it, that is really what I need. We are also creating a task force. I'm looking for financial planners, attorneys, social workers, doctors, people that can get involved in the conversation, because this law needs to be comprehensive. And I don't want to hinder the rights of seniors. I just want to protect them. And so it's a very delicate balance, and we need as much input as we can get.
Yeah, that is a very, very thin line, because you're almost offering up an opportunity for people to now come in legally to try to, you know, take advantage. But honestly, it's something that's already happened. You know, the back to the I care a lot. I mean, they did that through the legal system to deem people incompetent. So people, seniors are already being defrauded. The difference is there's no way to go after those doing it in this current stance. So that's really kind of the end goal, correct?
Correct. And it's not just here. I mean, if Netflix, there's a documentary called The Billionaire, The Boyfriend and the Butler, or Billionaire, Butler and Boyfriend. It's about the L'Oreal heiress. And she was defrauded by her friend who was a photographer. And he took almost €1 billion from her, is what they were able to find out. And they said he took more. He took paintings off the wall. He took vases. She's the richest woman in the world. And her daughter fought for over 5 years because she gave everything to this gentleman to try to get it back. And she was unsuccessful. The reason she got it back is she happened to visit her mom one day. And in a moment of clarity, her mom signed everything back over to her. But that is the only reason. So it doesn't matter. I mean, this is happening worldwide. Everyone they're preying on all seniors. And even somebody with that much money and means couldn't get any help.
So we need to
bring more awareness around this. We need to protect our seniors.
And your petition, as of today, we're recording on the 5th of September. Your goal is 500 signatures. We've got 262. So if you could please check out thegoldenrulemovement.org. You can find the petition link in there. That'll be huge. I mean, that's 500 signatures should not be a lot. We need to definitely get more people aware than that. But it starts the process, because this isn't to sign anything into law. This is just to bring awareness to those
politicians. Yeah, I just want to say, look, I have this many people that have backed this up, this many people that have similar stories. Something must be done. And I know nobody wants to do anything because it's competency, but this is not competency. This is not taking away anyone's rights. This is just, the sheriff should have been able to go in, or attorney general, and said, Mr. Golden doesn't want you on his home anymore. You've only known him 4 months. It's not appropriate. We're going to help facilitate getting you off of his home. Because what he didn't want to do was the bad guy. You know, he didn't want to be the bad guy. He wanted someone else to do it. So it was off of him. You know, the her being, well, you need to do that. I can't. You know, it's kind of like a battered woman again. For a long time, police would go in. We wouldn't be able to do anything. She was competent. We changed the laws. Now police go in. It doesn't matter if the woman said that he didn't do anything. If they see signs of a struggle, they can remove the man from the home. And it's not her fault. It's not anything she did. She has no authority to release him or anything. And that's what we need. So I hope you guys can join my movement. Please help me. I need as much help as I can get. I never thought I would be here having to advocate for seniors, but I'm just so sick of giving people false hope with filing these complaints or calling the attorney general or even Adult Protective Services. I know there's nothing that they can do.
Well, it seems obvious. Like, you seems like this is a very black and white situation, and you think you can help. I mean, we've had it. My grandmother was taken advantage of by my uncle. I know I've told that story on this, but we've reached out to so many resources because everybody says they care about seniors, and nobody could do anything.
The extent of what you're talking about, where there's a suicide involved in it, and so deep, you know, I hear about gift card scams and I hear about romance scams. There's so many different things that people have to watch out for. Can people reach out to you for any different level of scam? Can they reach out to you when it's brand new so it doesn't get too deep?
Absolutely. They can reach out to me. They can go to maliasmission.org. That is, you know, or the Golden Rule Movement. You can contact me there. I will help you the best that I can. The problem is, again, is with these laws and the fact that nobody wants to take accountability. But I will do the best that I can and direct people, like I said, the best that I can to try to get something done or to try to stop it. It's really hard when somebody sends money like through Bitcoin or PayPal or whatever, because then there's no way to get the money back. There's no recourse from the bank. And it's very hard when it's a romance or a confidence scam, when you trust somebody that is manipulating you. One last story. I'll try to make it quick. Got a call from a private investigator who called in because a kid in California called saying, my dad's being taken advantage of. This guy is a handyman And somehow he's taken over all of my dad's property. This man has multi-million dollars worth of property in Arizona, and he's in California. The handyman has moved his family into some of the homes. They fired property managers. They've done all this stuff. So he hired a PI, and they found out that they were all cons. They're all felons that are the our handyman and who are helping them. But because the father isn't incompetent, there's nothing anybody can do. And it's a confidence scam because the guy has been telling this gentleman that, oh, your son doesn't know anything. He doesn't respect what you're saying. You know more than he knows. And so he's not listening to his son in this instance. He's listening to this other man, and he might lose everything. So it's very, very difficult to try to, they know how to mentally manipulate. And that's really what I want to explain to people. They can mentally get you. So watch out. If anyone's too nice, too complimentary, beware.
Which is heartbreaking because you want to be able to make friends. You want to trust people. You want to build resources and friends and family. And so for them to be taken advantage of is truly, truly heartbreaking. And is it just you doing this right now? I believe you have an assistant, but do you have other people helping you? Because it feels like you're running ragged with all this stuff we're trying to help accomplish.
It's pretty much just me. So I need help. That's why I'm here. I need help from everybody to try to get this moving. It's just me. Most of the signatures you see are because I went out and started talking to people and trying to get them myself. So I just need more people to talk about this. I would love to hand this off to somebody that has more of a following and more of a voice than I do. But at this point, I haven't found anybody. It is just me. And people say it's sad, but it's a lot of work to try to fight
somebody's this. Somebody's doing it. You're doing it. It's one thing to say we want all these things, and you're absolutely out there. So we truly appreciate you being on the show. Mostly everything you do. I mean, you've helped us immensely. So please, everybody, check out the GoldenRuleMovement.org. Check out Malia's mission, her nonprofit. If you have questions or anything at all, or you want help getting in touch with Malia, reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. We're going to go to break and be back, and JR can give you all of his doom and gloom. So we can carry, you can get that from him. But again, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Malia.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun. The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
All right, we are back. You're listening to Another Money Show. It's been an interesting couple weeks of shows, but I'm very thankful for Malia coming in. I think she did a great job. She really is. She's been a godsend for our office and helping some of our clients because, you know, we handle the big stuff, but we're not in people's homes helping day-to-day things. We don't see all the stuff out there that people can be falling for. So when she started handling finances on a more personal day-to-day level for some of our clients, a lot more gets exposed. And then from trying to help people to having nobody actually care about helping seniors, she's doing something for it. I'm very thankful for her because JR will need this very soon.
He
doesn't get scammed.
I mean, I already reached out to her while she was talking. I was texting her to talk about the abuse that you offer to me on a daily basis. So I'm going to employ her.
I'm only on this show so that you'll sign everything over to me. Oh, actually, I wouldn't surprise if it's all in Sam's name at this point.
Yeah, I love Sam, the one and only Sam Davis. You got that right. He's the son I've always wanted.
I know.
So, yeah, Malia is wonderful. We've known her for many years. We met her long before COVID, so we've built up a relationship and a trust with her. And I mean, if any of this resonates with you, romance scams, gift card scams, you know, I mean, she's taught me so much. I understand you can set up a PIN number with the IRS. So if somebody files a tax return with your social, if they don't have the PIN number. I mean, there's all these different things you can do to protect yourselves, and nobody's out there helping you, and Malia can help you. So,
and she does so much of this stuff for free too. You know, she's, God bless her. But I mean, that's part of the Malia's mission. She's setting a nonprofit because she can't do it all alone. She needs to get people out there. You know, so if you can help donate to her cause to help her do this, I mean, that'd be amazing.
And if you can't remember her name or her mission or any of this, reach out to us and we will make sure we hook you up with her. So,
yeah. So that was, so we had all this doom and gloom about things that can happen, and it's not even coming from JR. It's an interesting way to start the week this week.
Well, and it wasn't doom and gloom. I mean, she's here to help. Well, it got a little doom and gloomy when you start talking about, you know, a client of hers offing themselves. That was a little, yeah. Well, and I know it happens.
Part of it was hearing that. If you find yourself hearing some of her stories and being like, oh, you know, I know that that's happening. That could be happening to me. You know, it's the protect yourself, just like we talk about in the office, prepared, not scared. You know, knowing this stuff is out there, the education, the awareness is key. So hearing those stories, you know, you can look out for that a lot more. So it ties in a lot to what we're trying to do and accomplish for people.
Yep. Well, and the thing too, we talk every week, we talk about how we want you prepared, not scared. We want you proactive, not reactive. Why do we do this? Wouldn't this show generate more income and revenue for our office if we did our show like every other show? I make fun of these shows on the weekends. You know, if you call in the next half hour, your appointment is complimentary. Come on. We all know better. We all know the law of scarcity. We know if you call next Wednesday, they will still offer you a complimentary consultation. You know, if
that's
you say
that, if you call in the next 47 seconds, you can have a free consultation with JR and myself.
It's
623-523-0444.
And it's there. A little bit, to me, it's a little slimy. I mean, 20 plus years ago, my father and I went the seminar route. And I made jokes about that not too long ago, how I'd like to do a seminar on why you should never attend a seminar. They already know what they want to sell you. They just need, out of the 40 people that show up at the dinner, you know, who do you think is paying for your dinner at Morton's or at Fleming's? Are you kidding me right now? And if you live in Sun City, which I have for the last year and a half, I moved to Sun City a year and a half ago, you would not believe my mail. I can go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Financial Advisor's dime, and I do understand what's going on. I'm not saying the people doing these seminars, I'm not saying they're all dishonest. I'm just saying be careful. I mean, they already have in mind what they want to sell you. So we are a totally different animal in a world of wirehouses. Edward Jones, Charles Schwab, these big, the big names. Fidelity has an office locally. I mean, we're a fourth generation, fully independent family practice. So we, our whole thing, we want to help you. And having Malia on, I know that's outside of the box for us, but we run into people fairly regularly that need help outside of just what to do with their finances. And that's a big part of this. So if we can ever help you, meet Malia, we'll do that and go from there. Back to our normal. So last week was different. It was a little more financial. Anthony handled the show primarily, which is wonderful because I know you get tired of hearing me rant and rave. So that was a good thing. I listened to it over the weekend. And I enjoyed it. I actually didn't think it sounded like an hour-long infomercial. You know, again, we're trying to give people good information they may not be getting on the other shows. So, and I hopefully you got that again today. With that said, you know, now I don't have much time. You call it doom and gloom. I call it current events. I mean, what I glean and gather for about 10 hours, I'm trying to start clocking my time just to get ready for 1 hour a week on the show. I spend about 10 hours a week. And I go down all kinds of rabbit trails. So I probably spend 30 hours a week, but a lot of that's my own fault. But getting ready for the show, I spend about 10 hours a week getting ready for the show.
Yeah, and
time management. Okay. Is that what this is about, Anthony? This is my time to shine. You tried to convince me 6 years ago, and you're still doing so, that there's always been, we've been through a civil war. We've had a Great Depression. You are absolutely correct, Anthony. You know what we haven't had? Every single thing at once. And I, when I read what's going on with the BRICS nations, when I look at our border situation, I am absolutely convinced this is my time to shine.
Why
if I'm wrong, I cannot wait.
What did you have for me?
Give me a minute. Stop pushing me off my... Also, now you're taking over the show? No, it is very much... There is so much going on. So, yes, there's always been something to worry about. Not this many. I look at this past week, and pretty much everything I'm keyed in on is kind of... It's just getting closer. I mean, I talk all the time about the world reserve currency having an expiration date. I believe we're there. We brought up to you a couple months ago that Saudi Arabia was not going to renew their compact to use the U.S. dollar in oil, you know, to change for oil. So the BRICS, the big meeting that they're going to have is October 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. October, next month, you know, you've got our government in this country. They have no idea what to do with this. They have no idea. So all of a sudden, I start digging into, what are we doing to prepare? We brought you Executive Order 14067 2.5 years ago. I'm sure some people looked into it. Most people did not. It's still not too late. We talked to you 2 years ago about FedNow, the instantaneous payment service that was launched last summer. So it's in place. Doesn't work. I know if you go online to your bank and you go to try to do instantaneous transactions, they don't happen. Well, FedNow was supposed to be where I could make a payment on Christmas Day or at 2 a.m. and it would get to, if I wanted to pay my mortgage, I could pay it in the middle of the night and it wouldn't take 2 or 3 days to process. It was instantaneous. That hasn't happened. So I think we were right on track with my, suspicions and my tinfoil hat theories that was to get ready for a central bank digital currency. Now, as I dig in further, when we told you they were hiring architects for the CBDC, it's very quiet. I did find this week the state of Wyoming is getting pretty advanced in their journey for the central bank digital currency. So maybe J.P. Morgan Chase and the government are going to work with state of Wyoming to get it launched. But I think it's coming sooner than later. I think 2 years out, this country is going to look dramatically different. But because that's a long time away, let's talk about some of what else I found this week. I'm guessing, even though if you don't listen to us and you don't dig deep for 10 hours a week like I do, you're probably hearing some of what I have to say is overblown, exaggerated, maybe even fake news. Oh, by the way, we have an election coming up in about 2 months. And you know what I heard this week for the first time in, I don't know, about 4 years? Russian disinformation is back on the table.
Ooh, beautiful.
I told you about 6 weeks ago they were going to try to say Iranian disinformation. I guess that's too much of a stretch. So this week I heard that we have to watch out for the Russians again. So wonderful. It's what's old is new. So anyway, one of the things this week that I really want you to be aware of, it's not normal for a country of a nation of laws, any nation that wants to be safe, it's not normal to open your borders. It's not healthy. Not only did we open our borders almost 4 years ago, we are $35 trillion in debt. We tell you all the time, make sure you poke around on usdebtclock.org. You'll be amazed. So we are giving people all kinds of free money. I've got a ton of articles. I highly doubt I'll get, as deep as I want to this week. California, you're always leading the way. I mean, you want now... it says here, this is one, and I'm just going to give you the headline of this article because I won't get to it today. California Democrats want to help undocumented immigrants buy homes during the presidential race. That's actually in the article. This is from Politico on 8/26/24. So August 26, Politico, and I believe they're actually politically left-leaning, I think. I don't think they're a conservative.
That's insane. I mean, it's so hard to buy a home now. First-time home buyers for...
Move to California. You don't even have to have a Social Security number, I guess. I mean, some people are trying to say, well, yeah, you do. Well, they can get a Social Security number pretty easily. So mine was hacked. I got the Xander. I use my identity theft shield company as Xander, and I got the notification. I actually have my own representative now. My social was one of the ones that was flagged on the dark web. So I have to... be monitoring a little extra close. So I got an email and I didn't click on the email. I'm learning. I didn't click on the email. I went ahead and called Xander. They said, yeah, you're definitely have activity on your social. So that's a great thing that I have to deal with. Anyway, so the open borders. It's not normal what we're doing. We're giving all kinds of money away that we don't have. That's problematic. And now it's starting to turn. What I thought would take, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, it's starting to turn. There's too much overcrowding in some of the cities. So people are getting angry. We've got overfull hotels that your tax dollar are going to pay, by the way. And now all of a sudden we brought up a gang from Venezuela. Venezuela emptied their prisons and they brought people to this country. They said, we'll let you out of prison, but the stipulation is you have to go to the United States of America. And I brought up the name months ago, TDA, Trend AR, what is it? Not Iowa, Aragua, whatever it is. Look up TDA. So apparently around the nation.
Wait, isn't TDA also a financial company?
I think you're TD Ameritrade, maybe TD Ameritrade. So actually, that's funny you say that because there's a big lawsuit with them. They're having a big problem with Schwab, who took over the assets from them. So anyway, so this Trend Aragua, Aurora, Colorado is what first made it to the news. Now they're saying that they have taken over pockets of Denver. Then I read Chicago, Illinois. There's a place in Chicago, Illinois that's not a super friendly place to visit called the O Block. When I was a kid, we had to watch out for Cabrini Green, Robert Taylor projects. I mean, there were places you had to watch out for. That the O Block is one of those now. Apparently, this TDA is having a little bit of a ruckus there. Then yesterday, I hear that it's going on in El Paso, Texas, Dallas, Texas. So anyway, so with the open border situation, if it's not affecting you and you dig into the news and you start reading this, you're going to be like, well, I don't live in Dallas. I don't live in El Paso. I don't live in Chicago. I don't live in Aurora, Colorado or Denver. I don't have to worry about it. You know what? This is still in its infancy stage. What I kind of say to people, I'm in Sun City. I work in Sun City. I live in Sun City. I'm carefully, as much as I can, drive in Sun City. And I don't see any problems whatsoever. You know what my thinking is? I don't see any problems yet. I think by the time that we cannot contain what's happened in this country, you're going to see it. I just don't know when. I think part of it's, you know, how to tie it in with finances. If you're feeding people, if you're giving people cell phones and minutes and internet, and you're giving them $150,000 towards a mortgage and all this stuff, if we tip, here I'm going to tie it to BRICS, when we replace our dollar, when everything shifts with our finances, if that affects people here illegally, the difference between the people that were born and raised here or came here legally, there's a bunch of people with nothing to lose, they may riot. That may be our number 10 on our 10 pillars. We may see civil war before we see revolution. And a lot of it may be people that aren't even supposed to be here. They didn't come here the right way.
Not really a civil war. That's a insurrection or a...
Yeah, but do you think do you think people that were born here, people that came here legally, do you think they're going to, you think we're going to stay quiet forever? Don't you think sooner or later, you know, I mean, and I've said for a long time, you have polarized this nation, the media, the politics. I mean, people are so far apart. I don't know how they get back together. And then you take this new dynamic of people that are here and you're feeding them and they're going to bite the hand that feeds them. I mean, this Trend Aragua, I mean, it's scary to me. You know, now there's talk about MC. Motorcycle clubs, you know, perhaps going to clean house. My understanding about the motorcycle community, that is not true by any way, shape, or form. You hurt their club and they will retaliate. They will fight back. You take over an apartment complex, they could care less. So we will see what happens. I did watch a little video last night where there's a whole bunch of National Guard in Brooklyn. Some of the places in New York have a big, unusual presence of National Guard. So maybe they know something we don't know. Anyway, and again, I don't want to make this all about politics and geopolitical, but I can tell you right now, make sure you keep your head on a swivel. Try to get away from just the regular news and dig a little deeper. You know, reach out to me. Don't reach out to Anthony, but reach out to me and I'll give you a few different YouTube people. Some of it is all of the information I've noticed from the different channels I go to is overlapping. So
you're the news source now. Just tell people to watch another money show and share with them.
Make sure you catch us every Saturday at noon on 960 The Patriot. And then they are re-airing each episode Sunday at 1 o'clock. And you can find us through our website and your favorite podcast. We are everywhere. We're getting our name out there, which is good because we're little fish in a big pond. So I'm going to skim a couple articles. Sam, keep letting me know how much time we have, if you would, because I know today's going to be a fast one. Well, I'll skip the open border stuff. I have several of those. Apparently, one thing, this is from the Daily Caller from July 31st. San Francisco DA's office under Harris took millions in unallowable federal funds meant for border-related crimes. A lot of this is starting to tie up, the open borders, the political season. You know, I mean, it's all starting to kind of match up. So I won't get into it. You can look it up if you want, or let me know and I'll send you the article. But apparently there's big money going places it shouldn't go. Shocking. We bring that to you every week. Let's talk for a second. Let's go financial for a moment. Let's talk about billionaires. Let's talk about Peter Thiel, Warren Buffett, Anthony Correa. Let's talk about people with ultra wealth for a second. So here's an article that I got on the 21st of August. Today, by the way, is the 5th of September, as you're hearing this. So the Daily HODL, one of my go-tos, because it's so short, clear, concise. I love the Daily HODL. Anyway, billionaire Peter Thiel proposes insanely unpopular measures to solve $1.5 trillion budget deficit. I'm hearing within the next year, we're going to have a $2 trillion deficit. So hurry up, Peter boy. So anyway, tech billionaire Peter outlining a number of concrete steps the U.S. government can take to reduce its huge budget deficit. Look at, I love that picture, by the way. Some of the pictures are definitely clickbait, because if that's Peter and he's talking to a bunch of aliens, we can just like raise the tax bracket on the extraterrestrials to solve the budget crisis. So he was being interviewed on Joe Rogan Experience, which I love. So this publication is trying to get younger people involved and aware, obviously. Joe Rogan has a big voice. And anyway, let me sum up the end of that article. It would be sort of figure out ways, I know that's kind of weird here, to have smaller governments figure out ways to increase the age on Social Security, means test Social Security, so not everyone gets it. Just figure out ways to gradually dial back a lot of these government benefits. The billionaire notes that means testing Social Security is just another way of saying that the benefit will only be given to Americans that need it. The U.S. government allocates most money to Social Security, spending $1.21 trillion from October 23 through August of 2024. Interest payments on the debt come in at number two at 760. Do you get that? We've said that to you for a while. 76 cents of every tax dollar that's coming in goes to the interest on the debt. Social Security is the only line item our government has to manage that's larger than the interest on the debt. It's game over. But let me read between the lines on this article. We've told you, I've been talking about it for 20 years. Social Security is underfunded. It is broken. It is going to go away. It's going to change first and then go away. I've told you for 20 years, they're going to be a three-prong approach. They're going to raise the age at which you can first apply. It's not going to be enough. The second thing, younger workers, Sam, Anthony, I apologize in advance for this. They're going to charge more. Right now, you put in, what, 6.25% from your paycheck. That's going to double or triple, who knows, and it still won't be enough. The granddaddy, they're going to lower benefit. And our clients are primarily in Sun City, where that will affect them. They're going to lower their benefit.
Everybody needs Social Security. That article says we're only going to give it to people who need it. Everybody needs it because nobody has saved enough. Nobody has pensions anymore. Nobody has enough to live off of. Everyone we sit with is dependent on their social.
And we just took in another, they're saying 10 to 12 million people illegally in the country, which means 20. So are you telling me they're not going to get in on this system too when we're done giving them gift cards and so forth? Make sure you do your own thing. Our whole show last week was on making your own pension. Let us help you do that. You know, when you're resting, sit with us and let's let you see how that looks. We'll try to give you some guidance and assistance if you wish, because Social Security is on the chopping block, and I think it's going to be happening in the next couple of years, not decades. Let's go to another billionaire. Here's one you may have heard of or not. I believe this man is 93 now. Billionaire investor Buffett offloads Bank of America shares worth $982 million in the latest sale. This is from the 28th of August from Reuters. So billionaire Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has sold some more shares. I love that. Some more shares. Oh, only $1 trillion worth. Some more shares of B of A over the last few days, raking in $981.9 million as the conglomerate continues to trim down its stake in the second largest U.S. lender. Berkshire now has shed $5.4 billion worth of Bank of America shares in a string of sales since mid-July. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, it says here is 93. The stake sales marks a turnaround from last year when Buffett singled out B of A and its CEO, Brian Moynihan, for praise. "I like Brian Moynihan enormously," Buffett told CNBC in April of 23. "I don't want to sell it." Oh, I guess maybe you think a correction's coming and you'll sell it now and then you can buy it back for half off because you are a genius investor. Warren Buffett is the greatest investor of all time, I've heard. Still lives in his childhood home. I met him at dinner one night. He goes to a local restaurant called Piccolo Pete's. So if you're one of our listeners in the Omaha area, make sure you make your way over to Piccolo Pete's. The food was really good. And I was in shock. I was a new financial advisor. This was in the early 2000s. And the people that took me to dinner there knew that I would be sitting near Warren Buffett. And then when they picked up on the fact that I picked up on who was eating at a table near us, they were like, yeah, that's who. And I'm like, I was kind of starstruck. I'm like, can I go over and pet his head? They're like, no, just sit there and eat your dinner. Here's a article from MoneyWise from September 2nd. Warren Buffett cautioned that you should be ready for any stock you buy to plunge 50% or more. One of Warren Buffett's most famous pieces of advice is to be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy only when others are fearful. Warren Buffett has been using some pretty extreme language lately. So he is very convinced, I believe, that we're about to have a pretty good stock market correction. I think we are too. I am the second greatest investor.
Do have money in this market. It's fine to have money in the market, but be ready to not need it for a while and to be buying in when things are lower.
The market, since the little snag in October of 07 through March 9th of 09, you know, it's been about 15 years.
They can drop rates. So now they are going to definitely try to keep it going up.
And Jerome, Jerry, Jay, if you're listening to the show, come on. We all see through it. It's an election year. Why don't you wait until January 28th? Wait to the end of January. And then if you think we're out of the inflationary pressure, the transitory inflation, then raise them. Don't do it in September 15th and then December. We're on to you. Do we have who's the commander in chief right now? Who's acting in charge of the country? Is it Biden or is it Harris? The reason we've been screaming on this show, the strategic oil reserves. We were told if barrels of oil get under $80 a barrel, they will refill it. They were at $68 a barrel when I checked in yesterday at one point. So I have a feeling somebody's ignoring what they should be doing over there at the White House. You know, you're too busy campaigning and vacationing, but fill the oil barrel.
Dependent on globalism.
Yeah.
Can't be an independent country anymore.
Let me finish up on Warren Buffett. He added that he had never felt financial fear and doesn't believe his business partner, the late Charlie Munger, has either. I got an idea on that. I have an idea. Maybe why. If you're a billionaire, you might not feel the same financial pressures that if you're only a multimillionaire. You've never felt fear. If you're Warren Buffett, if you like Santa Fe, Pipeline, Railroad, whatever, if you like a company, instead of buying shares, you can buy the company. So I bet you're not too scared, but you are certainly sounding the alarms. So,
That is it for today's show. If you like what you heard, you have any questions on the topics today or want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. On the web, anothermoneyshow.com, you can set appointments with us. You can contact us there. If you want more information on Malia's mission, get in touch with us. Remember, if you do want to sit down, there are no minimums, no cost for appointments. Nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. We'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.